Sunday, September 25th, Liturgy of the Hours, Night Prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And as we are doing our examination of conscience, let's pray. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. An evening prayer hymn. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending he. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future yields shall see, evermore and evermore. Oh, that night forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bare the Savior of our race, and the Babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven, adore him, angel hosts his praises sing, powers, dominions, bow before him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust. It is he who will free you from the snare of the fowler who seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that prowls in the darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 fall at your right. You it will never approach, his faithfulness is buckler and shield. Your eyes have only to look to see how the wicked are repaid, you who have said, Lord, my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling. Upon you no evil shall fall, no plague approach where you dwell. For you has he commanded his angels to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you upon your hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. On the lion and the viper you will tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon. Since he clings to me in love, I will free him, protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I shall answer, I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory. With length of life I will content him. I shall let him see my saving power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings. And the reading for this Sunday night is from Revelation chapter 22, verses 4 through 5. They shall see the Lord face to face, and bear his name on their foreheads. The night shall be no more. They will need no light from lamps or the sun, for the Lord shall give them light, and they shall reign forever. And the responsory, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. And Canticle of Simeon, beginning with the antiphon, protect us, Lord, as we stay awake, watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. And this Canticle of Simeon can be found in Luke chapter 2, verses 29 through 32. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Simeon, protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, we have celebrated today the mystery of the rising of Christ to new life. May we now rest in your peace, safe from all that could harm us, and rise again refreshed and joyfully to praise you throughout another day. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen. Now an antiphon for the Blessed Virgin. Hail, O star of ocean, God's own mother bearest, ever sinless virgin, heaven's portal fairest. Taking that sweet Ave, which by Gabriel spoken, Eva's own name reversing, be of peace the token. Break the sinner's fetters, light to bind, blind restoring, all our ills dispelling, every grace imploring. Show thyself a mother in thy supplication. He will hear who choose thee at his incarnation. Virgin all excelling, passing meek and lowly, win for sinners pardon, making us chaste and holy. As we journey onward, aid our weak endeavor, till we gaze on Jesus and rejoice forever. Father, Son, and Spirit, three in one confessing, give we equal glory, equal praise and blessing. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.